And we thank you for this fine facility and the gift of aviation. Pray for your wisdom in our deliberations. In your name we pray, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Terry Crawford.
Here.
Randy Klein. Chad Dinkins. Howie Robacher. Chuck Savage.
Here.
We have Paul.
All right, has everybody read the minutes of the last meeting? I hear a motion to accept the minutes as they stand.
So moved.
Okay, Randy, approve it.
I'll second Randy's motion.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. All right, let's go over the unfinished business first. Got a property sale?
Yep. On the screen right now, this is the Copart deal. The sales contract remains with the attorneys. City attorney continues to negotiate with the Copart attorney, so it's moving. I know Mr. Gooding was out of town all last week. They were supposed to have a conference call this afternoon, 4 o'clock. So I'll have more information after 4 o'clock today. But this is, otherwise there's no change to this. It's still 51.8 acres. It's about $2.5 million.
Does all that money come to the airport?
Sure does.
That's nice.
Yep. This one, there's still a lot that can happen, that can go around. There's some easement issues with it. There's a big, because of the use of that Copart is proposing, it's the most restrictive industrial zoning that you can get. So it's going to require a board of adjustment hearing, zoning reclassification. So there's still a lot of hiccups that could happen. City manager supports it. Planning staff support it. Just going through the motions right now.
What exactly do they do?
Copart is an international company. They already have a location in Ocala. They, it's a vehicle and equipment auction place, very much like Weeks down the road. But they deal almost entirely in fleet vehicles. They've got a huge location. I think there's 6 or 7 of them in Florida. The big one that I'm really aware of is in Orlando. It's just enormous. It's totally fenced in, and they do online and in-house auctions of fleet vehicles. So, they're worldwide. They have many, many locations, and that's what they're proposing to do here.
Well, I guess it's non-aviation, but it's worth $2.5 million to the airport.
That's right.
Better than a glass tomato house.
It is much better than a glass tomato house. That's funny.
Ouch.
If there's no questions on this, I'll move to the next one. This is the property sale for Beautiful Moments. As requested by the board, I sent out both appraisals, the one that the city commissioned from Albright and the one that the Beautiful Moments Bank conducted as part of Beautiful Moments' mortgage application. We negotiated and split the difference, came up with a sale price of $720,000. There's a 45-day due diligence on there. This sales contract also remains with the attorney. There was Beautiful Moments is applying their rental deposit as the escrow money for their down payment on the building. So working that into the contract is took a little bit of time. The attorney for this project was out of town last week as well, so this is taking some time. Hopefully I'll get this back tonight. We can move forward with that. The board didn't vote favorably or not favorably either way on this property. So we sent out the appraisals, hoping to get some feedback from you. I'd still like to get a vote, yay or nay, on this to move it forward to the city council.
Wow. How does the board feel about this sale?
How did you agree to split the difference? Is that something you offered the buyer?
Yes.
Does that interfere in any way with the expansion of the runway?
Not at all.
No. I guess I've always been an advocate of maintaining property that's contiguous to the airport. It's better to buy it than sell it, but I can go either way on this one, but. We've talked with Matt earlier, and that entire 80 acres that was at the end of the airport that was essentially agreed to be bought by the city for $50,000. Way back, Gene Dierman, who was the city council president, C.L. Dinkins were to negotiate the deal with Amarant, and they never did. It got sold, and we paid well over $1 million for the property that we bought back out of that so far. They divided into 10-acre parcels, sold it all off. We would own all the way to wherever the road is down there. But that's hindsight.
Yeah.
25 years ago, nothing to do about it. But it's revenue for the city. I don't know. If it was me, I'd probably hang on to it if we need the money. Then selling it is obviously something that's beneficial with the outflow we have for the terminal right now.
Yeah,
if we sell the big parcel on the other side, that would bring enough revenue to get us more than even with the terminal, would it not?
It would, but if that doesn't happen, then we're it doesn't happen.
Well, nobody's going to come.
Quite a shortfall.
We owe the money to the city. They're not going to come evict us.
Perhaps here. Let me.
Maybe you, but not us.
You know, and. Mr. Crawford, you bring up a great point about the finances of the airport. I'm going to jump forward to my slide here. It talks about where we're at with the terminal project. Oh, good. Those numbers are pretty big. We're going to look at this spreadsheet on the left first. The base bid on Osley Construction, $5.3 million. These represent the alternates that we've agreed to do, the admin building, the expanded meeting room, covered canopy, and the restaurant hood. We've already got a couple change orders enacted. One was a $13,000 add, and that was to design the expanded parking lots. And we've committed to some value engineering options, which deducted $24,000. So the total right now is basically $6,027,000. This is our previous cost. This is what we've already incurred, the charrette, the 30% design, and the RPR. Now I include those because those are part of the original FDOT grant dollars. And as you'll see, we'll investigate or look at the revenue sources to pay for all this. So what's unfunded right now, we have an estimated $250,000 add that accounts for the steel tariff. So after we agreed, or at least approved, the Osley bid, the United States went forward with the steel tariff, and there was an issue with that. Part of the award of the project was a rider on the Osley contract, basically saying if steel goes up no more than 25%, then the city will cover it up to $250,000. That saved the project. We're not sure what the steel costs are yet because they haven't bid it out yet, but that's a contingency. And then, of course, the expanded parking lot, We did not include that in the original contract price because we didn't have the money to do that. The expanded parking lot, $382,000. That subtotal, those two items, $632,000 for a grand total of just over $7 million. Carry that dollar amount over here. These are our sources. Shelterra is contributing $2 million. The airport fund contributed just over $1 million, and that's our entire reserve amount we've collected over the years. FDOT grant, $3.2 million, and we actually had to take a loan. We have a loan from the electric utility of $140,000. The airport has to pay that back over the course of 2 years, I believe, at an extremely good interest rate, I should add. It's less than 1%. So internal loan transfers like that. So our shortfall right now, if the steel tariff comes in at the full amount and if we want to build the expanded parking lot, our shortfall is $623,000. The airport share of that is basically $313,000, right? Because it's a 50-50 grant. The state will kick in the additional dollar on that shortfall. So we are short 300-something thousand.
Plus you gotta pay back the loan.
Plus I gotta pay back the 140,000.
All right, well that changes things.
Let me ask a question. Could you, and this is kind of a Randy Klein question, the document that transfers the property to the new owner, could the airport and the city put in a rider or paragraph that says if they ever decide to sell that piece of property, they have to make the first offer to the city, or the city has the right to match any legal offer that comes in so we can buy that land back?
Right of first refusal?
Right of first refusal.
Yeah.
And you do that in the sales contract?
Put it in the sales contract. At a closing, the buyer shall give the seller a right of first refusal. Jimmy would know how to do that.
A 30-day or 60-day?
Too long. You don't want to kill a deal. 15 days.
15 days.
15 days to exercise it.
15 days to exercise it.
Yeah, well, then you got to close in accordance with
that. I think that would kind of make me comfortable to know that Terry's land doesn't go bye-bye, so to speak.
That's probably not a bad policy to adopt, because we don't know what...
How successful
they were. I know what the airport looked like 30, 40 years ago, but what's it going to look like in 30 or 40 years, and the dynamics of the community have changed a whole bunch in the last 10 years. Probably more in the last 10 years than the last 40.
Yeah.
So you're looking at what's the next 40 years going to be.
For city reps here. What do you think of this?
Oh yeah.
Snuck in on
this. Yeah, what do you think of this building?
I think it would protect the city.
You think we're going to sell it?
I know I need the money.
Okay.
The math is what it is, and we have a pretty good idea that steel tariffs are going to cost some. We just don't know how much, because we're up to 250 potentially. Parking lot is certainly would be an addition. We can go back and ask if first right of refusal would upset the apple cart. If it doesn't, you see any objections to us?
Beautiful Moments hasn't seen the sales contract yet, so we'll put it in there and see if it's... We'll just put it in there.
If it's a deal killer, then, you know, obviously I still need the money.
Yeah.
But if they don't blink, then we could probably kill two birds with one stone.
I've bought and sold a fair amount of real estate, commercial and otherwise, and I've seen those before,
right.
and that doesn't ever give me any heartburn. Because as the seller, you're never going to be worse off. The buyer's the one that it kind of puts on notice, and if somebody really wants it, they're gonna figure I'm not going to exercise that option. So I think basically you do it for a living, but I don't think it causes that much of a problem.
Not if it's a reasonable period of time that it doesn't, you know, that it wouldn't hurt a buyer, you know, if they have to wait 15 days is the max I've seen to give the city notice and opportunity to match the offer.
Could you?
For public property, that's probably a pretty good policy to have that for the future, because it may be something that would be many times more valuable to the city at the time, and they would love to get it back. It affords them the opportunity.
Well, whatever the board decides, I do need it in the form of an official motion.
or make it.
I move that we move forward with the sale with the provision that the city have a 15-day first right of refusal clause.
Okay, I'll serve it.
Let's go, right of first refusal.
Right of first refusal. You put in the legal verb.
First right of refusal, right of first refusal. R-O-F-R. Right of first refusal.
That's why you went to law school.
Yeah, just to learn that acronym.
Is there any more discussion?
We have a second on it? Oh, you seconded it.
Second. Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Thank you. So we're already on the GA terminal slide. We're having a good progress on that. The contractor has submitted the civil engineering documents to the city for their permit review process. That's going forward. I know we have a 60% architectural review meeting set up. It's not next week, it's the week after.
July 9th.
Thank you. July 9th. So we're still on track to breaking ground on the project in October. I think I'll have better schematics on the architectural to present to the board for our July meeting, based on the 60% design or architectural review. So that's exciting.
What was the building time?
It's 1 year construction, and we start in October.
That's really good.
It includes demolition.
Is that all of it?
Yes, unless you had any questions on the terminal.
Let's move on to new business.
Great. So one item.
Let's back up one thing on the terminal, sorry. We've had this discussion before, and I know we've gone through a lot of formalization of this part of the project, and I think, you know, it's pretty well covered. Matt and I have talked about it kind of at length, but there's kind of an elephant in the corner of the room that really needs to be addressed, and he and I talked about it earlier. There's a funding problem, and that's the rental car companies, which are producing good revenue for us, the airport, probably with the new terminal and the future will produce even more. But they bring with them, and we have really no control, and we haven't worried too much about it at the old airline terminal up at the other end, but you know, they wash the cars and they back in right at the front door. I mean, it's, you know, I think, you know, for the airport management, so, you know, they worked to making it better. At times it was really not a pretty picture. So, and now the whole parking lot's full of trucks. My concern is when we build a new terminal, we're going to have to control it. We've already talked about that. We can't allow that to happen. But if they park, you know, the city fathers aren't going to like come out to the groundbreaking and having a whole sea of rental trucks in the front of the new terminal building. So I think it's something that we need to be thinking about, need to address in terms of an off-site location for, you know, away from the terminal site, somewhere on the airport property, for a rental car facility, and if it was on 60th Avenue, one that would allow them to put trucks there, lease trucks out of that, have a place to put all that kind of stuff, and kind of make a positive out of a negative and give them something that they could work with. It would be a better business location and whatever, and have enough spaces at the terminal, which is the sweet spot for us. Not because we have airline passenger service, that's usually where rental car companies are, but people come to our airport because I think everybody goes to the airport to rent a car, so they come to the airport to rent a car, which is good for us, you know, in our service. But I would like to see more of a planning process gone into in terms of planning that whole thing, looking at the cost to the city, getting a budget for what it's going to take to put together a facility and work with the rental car people and try to make something out of that, kind of running concurrently, and look at funding for it and everything else that we need to do, because it's going to be a problem if we don't start addressing it, because we've got a parking lot we've built down there that's already full of cars on an ongoing basis. There's a lot of people parking down there. the people who rent cars and the folks that work for me do the same thing. And we're going somewhere rather than paying mileage, I'd a whole lot rather rent a car. And I got folks going to Atlanta for shows, there's one next week or week after. They'll end up renting a couple of cars and going, and they'll take rental cars up there for 3 or 4 days, rent them, bring them back. Pay for the rental car is cheaper than mileage for me, and it doesn't put 700 miles on somebody's car. So they park their personal vehicle there while they're renting a car, and I don't think we're the only ones doing that. So I know a lot of other businesses and kind of people that do that. So the rental car aspect of that, now I'm only pointing out the problem. I don't have the answer, but I believe we would be negligent in our responsibility to not really take that into account and see if we can't make a real positive out of it for the rental car people and for the terminal and for our airport, because it's a really good revenue source and could be even better in the future. So for what it's worth.
Right now, our planning on our future terminal building will accommodate 20 long-term fleet spaces for each of the rental car companies. So Hertz, Avis, and Enterprise will each have 20 spots to keep their fleet there. And then there's 10 additional spaces for what we call the ready return for each of them. So a total of 30 spaces. And that's where they'll actively be turning over vehicles. So they might bring them in from their fleet storage into the ready return. They lease them out. Cars will be returned there. It's closer to the terminal than those other 60. And then the remainder of the spots will be for tenants, users, and then the customers of the car rental agencies.
Sure.
So we've discussed how to manage the parking lot in the future, and any kind of long-term customer parking, that any kind of long-term rental car customer parking, we might have to issue some parking passes and keep an eye on who's parking out there, put something up in the dashboard that we can monitor and keep track of. Right now it's ridiculous. It's full. The parking lot is full. And we haven't been policing it. There's no real good way to do that right now. The truck situation is also ridiculous. We've had ongoing communication with Avis and Budget about that. They have assured us that the quantity of trucks is temporary. They had a location closed down in Gainesville, and they relocated everything here. We've urged them to be more consistent with the parking of the vehicles instead of haphazard with all over the parking area. But it's you bring in a 60-foot box truck, you can't hide it. You bring 10 of them in, you certainly can't hide those. So Mike's laughing back there.
Wow,
but it is an issue. You bring up a good point. What I, from staff's perspective, I can bring a better, not aerial, but maybe a schematic that shows the current layout, current and future layout of the terminal parking area. We'll show where those dedicated parking spaces will be, along with the handicap parking spaces. Everything's contiguous and related to the terminal project. And then what we can do is talk, at least start the discussion on a dedicated facility in concert with the terminal.
That's kind of what I'm
talking
about.
Yeah. And find a decent location for it, and at least get it on the future CIP and start planning it.
I think if you sat down with the rental car people and said, you know, this is a problem, but we want to make an opportunity out of it, work together, perhaps they could help a lot.
Sure.
They may say, gee, if we really had space to put 50 or 75 cars here, we'd use this and we'd rent more space and whatever, make it easier in another location to perhaps, you know, construct a, in this case, a parking lot.
Yeah.
Maybe some small buildings, but we're not talking about a Taj Mahal. Yeah.
Okay.
At least have a plan for it.
Well, I'll bring that back to the July meeting. We'll have the aerial done, and I'll give an update. I'll just keep it on the agenda and keep moving.
That's forward. Why you don't get rid of too much land.
Yeah.
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 You got plenty now.
Yeah.
Keep keep selling it, you won't.
We don't need to sell it for that purpose, because it would be
ours. No, I'm not. I'm just saying, you keep selling your land, you'll be tougher to put things like this.
Yeah. Okay. There's no more land hooked to our airport.
No. Nope.
It never will be.
No. It's easy to do now when you think you got as much room as you'll ever need, but you won't.
Moving forward, I need the board's help. We've long talked about hanging an airplane from the center of the new terminal building. And we need to start talking about what kind of airplane, what type, where we're going to get it, how much is it going to cost, things like that. This one, I think it's in Newport.
No, I think that's a Sopwith
Camel. That's Camel, isn't it? You're right. That's a Sopwith Camel. It has a replica built in the Midwest. I've talked with this company. They have a number of World War I era type airplanes, kit built. They could do one for us for $60,000, right? I don't know where to find an airplane that's worthy, that somebody would want to give up so that we could hang it on a pole, on a stick, on a wire.
Wouldn't a PT-17 be more appropriate?
I think it would. The only one that I know of that's not flying right now is his.
Can I get
and he's getting rid of it.
You could put an electric switch on it, so you just run it up, you need to take it out and drop
right?
it out.
Well, just out of curiosity, how much is one of those worth?
Depends on the airplane. You can buy it.
Depends on the owner.
Stearman, $50,000. Some of them $200,000.
I think an old Learjet would be better.
Mine's worth $200.
Yeah, I think so. Top end of that, yes.
Well, I mean, the ceiling
would be rated for about 2,500 pounds. So Learjet would be.
Well, Stearman weighs 2,000. You could put together. There's less of them around anymore because at one point in time, yeah, there were enough pieces parts you could put something together that looked like a Stearman and hang it up there and would have worked. But,
I honestly think those kind of things are cliche.
That's an awfully big airplane.
I think they're overused. I like my word cliche. I don't think we ought to do it.
Well, how does the board feel about that? I feel like we should do it.
You don't like an airplane?
No, I think it's.
You'd rather a helicopter?
No, neither. Nothing. It's overdone. It's pedestrian. It's it's cliche. Cliche is the best word.
I think
if you got a beautiful ceiling, you don't mess it up with something like that. You know, everybody knows it's a darn airport. It's a terminal. You don't have to hang an airplane in it for that to be.
Paint one up there. Just paint a picture of it on his back.
And spend $60,000 we don't have on it, on something like that.
Well, how do the rest of the board members feel about that?
I mean, you could do it later.
I think if there's a space for it, and that's a good idea. Right now, we're short of money anyway. You can always add that.
That's right. You can always add it.
Put some hoop on a ceiling.
Doesn't require any additional expense and potential hangers and hang it from and cost
there,
it and
the,
install it. Why don't you just put the hardware up there and all you got to do is wheel it in and tote it up?
That can happen.
I think that would probably be a reasonable idea. Mine might be available one day.
I was just fixing to say you can make a charitable donation to the city and write all that off.
Right. And it would immortalize it.
Well, my airplane was kind of neat in that it was an original airplane. The Boeing Airplane Company built and delivered to the U.S. Army, and its first duty assignment was in Ocala, Florida.
Nice. Kind of neat. That's
here for 18 months training cadets at the old airport.
But you bought it from a guy in Arizona?
No,
wasn't
it Arkansas.
It was Arkansas.
I bought it out of a lot of crop dust airplanes. I owned it for 10 years before I did a paperwork search on it, and they told me its first duty assignment was Greenville Aviation, which was the primary school here in Ocala.
Oh, that's kind of going up the bridge.
Kind of neat, and even one of the flight instructors, David A. Skipper, remembered when that flight of airplanes, they got 25 new airplanes in January, which that one came in January 42. So likely they flew it.
And it might be the only one left if it loses 25.
Just
think of
tax write-off.
Yeah, well, I think putting the hooks in the ceiling would be a reasonable thing to do. We've got a contractor, that would be something that's...
Point loads for 2,500 pounds are easy to do.
the cheaper you're doing construction, you go back and have to factor in.
Well, this structure has to be ready to carry it.
Yeah.
And they're that part is in the civil design, right? Or not the civil, but the architectural design, the structural. Yeah. So whether we do it now or we do it later, I know the city manager will be saddened if we don't have an airplane hanging up there for the grand opening. But if that's the pleasure of the board, I would urge you to put that in a motion.
Well, and somebody may come along and donate one. You never know. Oops. So I mean, leave the option.
Everybody's looking at you too.
I'm offending. Loath as I am to offend the city manager by not having an airplane.
But $60,000, if we're counting pennies right now,
because of
the budget on the building, I would say, I agree with Randy, that can come as a later option.
Well, if you agree with Randy, it would never be an option, but it could be a later option.
It's an option for later if you want an option.
Yes.
Does anyone want to make a motion that we hang a plane and that it could be done later?
No.
I don't know that it's needed other than, the allowances we made in terms of the building design for that in the future.
That's locked in. All right, I guess we don't need a motion. Okay. Moving on to the fuel and operations, we're doing really well this year. Again, the operations in May were up. I just got word today that we've already surpassed June 2017 totals. So basically everything today on through the end of the month is gravy. The economy's good, people are flying. What I don't understand is our fuel sales. With operations being up the way they are, our fuel sales continue to be in decline. Right now we're just shy of 10% below where we were this time last year. The price point that Shelterra is advertising is unchanged in comparison to our competition. For some reason, we're not selling as much fuel as we were last year. We'll keep looking at it. I'm trying to figure this one out.
What's the price? The cheaper places are still Williston and Denali?
Yeah, I think they're the cheapest in the state. Incidentally, Denali has a new airport manager. His name is Mike Grew, if I recall.
Graw.
What is it?
Graw.
Graw. How do you spell his last name?
G-R-A-W-E.
Okay. Mike Graw. So you have Matt Grow and Mike Graw. Please keep us separated. Don't confuse us. So, they're actively in pricing wars right now, so practically giving it away like water.
Well, one of the explanations might be that they're skewing lower prices. They're very close to us. Closer to us than anybody else.
Yes, but they have been at war for several years. It doesn't explain the current.
Williston and Denali?
Yeah.
Well, Williston will actually pump it into the airplane for almost the same price, I think.
Denali has a truck on order. It's happening. So
they're going to pump it into airplanes for the same price as well.
Well, I don't know if it's the same price, but they are slowly expanding their service capability. They built a terminal building. They have maybe a little bit more staff. They're buying the trucks. So they will be expanding their service options and be more of a true competitor in years to come.
Well, that's competition.
Denali,
as far as the GA airport is really good for a number of kind of airplanes, but it's not really well situated for business. Kind of a way, so I'm not sure it's going to be a hotbed of corporate airplane activity anytime soon.
Yeah, for the flight department that's counting pennies, it might be, but you can't, it's tough to argue with that mindset. But we'll keep looking at the fuel.
Well, the argument we had before we changed FBOs was always that shelter was going to be better, and shelter had a better opportunity to do things, which obviously, I'm not complaining about shelter, but, you know, compared to what we had with our old FBO, and they don't seem to connect problems the same, no matter who runs it. It is a puzzle.
Yes, it is. Well, that concludes my presentation today.
All right. Are there any persons that are in favor?
Thank you for your support on the fuel performance.
With some misgivings.
Understood.
Are there any comments by board members?
Texas Power must be wearing all the fuel paying customers on.
Yeah. All right.
Director,
move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second.
So
on favor?
Aye.
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 Got a lot of good press on your fire station, I see. That was good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a good project.
Yeah.
I have to finish well and get the second half done.
Yeah. And if you make money, that's even better. Better than publicity is making money.
It's curious to learn about it. When you get steel tear, you know.